Star with KK4 JBQ in the Rag 2 portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Larry, stand by. I'm going to go ahead as we head up to the 10 o'clock hour, see if we have any additional stragglers for check-ins here, and then we'll continue on with our Rag 2 portion. So looking for additional check-ins for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. HR, not hearing any additional stations, so we'll continue on with the Rag 2. And Larry, I think I told you, you know, my neighbor is an animal lover, and I am too. I don't want to say I have limits, but I think the two dogs and the cat are about all I can handle for the most part. But our next door neighbor, I don't want to call it a sanctuary, it sounds terrible, but she tries to take care of as many animals, you know, wild and free and domesticated. And we had a couple of years ago a problem. I don't know exactly why or how, but it's some cats had been left behind from folks that moved, and somehow it made it onto our street, and so she would take care of them. And she's still taking care of those cats, and, you know, she's super sweet, and we try and help her out. You know, we'll buy a bag of cat food or some cat treats to give to her as she takes care of them. But this year, she ended up bringing a couple of them inside as it got really cold. Because some of the cats, honestly, I was trying to go back and look. We had taken pictures of probably 5-6 years ago, so I've been taking care of them. And they're domesticated, but mostly outdoor cats. And so, you know, they primarily stay outdoors. But it had gotten so cold, she was worried about them being older and having to worry about the last little bit of cold. But, you know, it is good that, you know, people are compassionate enough to take care of them and look after them, but she's done the same thing. You know, we had a cat somehow that ended up in our backyard. We took it to the vet trying to find out if it had a chip, see if it was belonged to anybody, no chip, and so she just adopted it. Same thing, though. It was a young kitten. I don't know if it had been weaned yet or not, but I know it took her a long time to get it. And it had climbed the tree, and our dogs had kind of had treed it. And I went outside to try and figure out what they were trying to chase up the tree, a squirrel or exactly what. But it was kind of in the trunk of the tree. There was a little V, and I've actually got a picture of it, a little cute little picture of this little kitten hanging out in the tree. And, of course, I got it down, wrapped it up in a blanket, took it over to my neighbor. And, of course, she immediately took it in and took care of it, all that kind of stuff. So she has a big heart for sure, and, you know, won't turn an animal away if she doesn't have to. And I think it's good to have neighbors that way.
Thanks. I'm glad she's turned that way, and I'm glad that you feel the way you do. I do know folks that can't see any reason for anything being alive except them and their own, you know. Honestly, and I do know those folks. Well, there's an end to all of us, and I figure that the people who treat animals well on this side of the living will do just fine on the other side. I think what goes around comes around, you know what I'm saying? And some people live like they don't think that matters. You know, they're harsh to everything. They don't mind biting your head off or you know, kicking a dog or something like that. And I just can't stand that. I just can't. Oh, just don't put that in front of me. And if that's a problem, I guess I'll just keep it. KK4JBQ.
One of my things is there's a special place in the afterlife that people that are mean to kids and animals. So, you know, and I understand there is a certain time, you know, I always look at there's a PETA ad, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, and they have a sign that has like a range of animals. I think there's like a chicken and a cow and a sheep, and it's like, you know, where do you draw the line? Now, I'm not a vegetarian. I do eat meat. I lived on, you know, a kind of a rural area where we had farm animals, and I understand the purpose and need for that kind of stuff. But, you know, I also have cats and dogs, and, you know, they're different, so to speak. So, you know, but again, humane treatment is the key, I think. Even hunting and all that kind of stuff, you know, that's part of the hunter's creed, is if you're going to take an animal, take it humanely, and, you know, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, again, we'll get on that philosophical thing and head down a whole different tangent if we keep talking about that. But anyway, I think you know what, you understand what I'm saying.
Okay. I understand. And I don't know if, you know, I don't get on here and think that I have an audience. I think that's a pretty high thought, to tell you the truth. But it did occur to me that if we stay on that bent, we'll lose our audience. You know, that's if we had one to begin with. But you know, part of the reason that I've, and I guess you could look at anyone who keeps count. I've been a regular for RagChew when my voice is up to it. For a number of years now, and I think all of us want to see a successful net, and I think all of us want to see it come again. You know, I want there to be one tomorrow, and I want there to be another one the day after. And I'm not just spoiled. I think this is an important thing. It's a service to the community. I won't go into how, but it's a service to the people around us. It's enjoyable to us, and it's also functional, you know. If something were to go really bad with one of my radios, and I try to talk on this thing, and you notice a loud hum, and we've all heard that, but the curious thing about it, unless you know what we're about, is that the person who's hum does not know it. They just don't know it unless you tell them. And we do from time to time, and that's a big surprise. I've been told that myself, and I took care of the problem. But you don't know you got a problem unless somebody tells you. Anyway, I'll be here tomorrow night if I'm alive. Michael, it's great to talk with you, and we'll do it again just as soon as we can. I want you to consider one thing before I leave. Dave's having a hard time. Well, he's not said as much to me, but I'm just putting the numbers together. We've lost some net controls. You're aware of this, I'm sure. But it would tickle me to death if you happen to pick up another day in the week, or another day in the month, for that matter. Because I enjoy it. And I thank you for being there tonight. This is KK4JBQ, and I'll turn it back to you. Good night, and 7-3.
Well, appreciate you sticking around and making a few comments, and you know, I do look forward to my net nights, and just with you know, and I've considered talking to Dave about another night, and you know, as I kind of joked when we had the other net controllers, I know a lot of them pick double duty and kind of swap around, and you know, a lot of times, you know, it sounds terrible, but I mean, and I've told, you know, the folks that do like a specific night, you know, I do like the first Saturday of the month, and to me it feels like it comes around a week later, if that makes sense. And the folks that do, you know, Patrick and Duncan, and that have their specific night, and then they'll end up picking up another night, you know, my hat's off to them for sure, because I think it comes along quick, for sure. And I'm only doing it once every four or five weeks on the first Saturday of the month. But maybe if things change, I can try and work another day in there. But again, I know we've talked about too, trying to get additional net controllers, and it really is fun to do. Helps, you know. I know Dave's been making the announcement through the repeater to try and get more net controllers. And, you know, it's not a job. This is going to sound terrible, and I don't mean it's not a job to get fired from, if that makes sense. You know, everybody does it differently, and just like tonight, we all make mistakes. It's just improving our amateur radio hobby to be able to copy information and pass it along efficiently. You know, that's kind of the goal. So this kind of helps, for sure. And like you said, there's things that go on with the net that help us practice our radio art, you know, be able to talk, to be able to communicate effectively if something was going to happen, and then to be able to practice, make sure your equipment's working, your antenna works. Like you said, if there's something going on, we have a relatively large group that can help or, you know, diagnose an issue if there's something going on, that kind of thing, and just to verify your equipment. You know, there's a 100 reasons why we do the net, you know. And again, the fun part is, you know, where we sit around and rag chew, which, you know, and of course that communicates or translates us being able to pass information if something were to go on. You know, we've had a couple things this year, not to rehash, but, you know, Helene, the fires out west, the, you know, just things in general, and even smaller things. I remember a couple of years ago, a local ham, I believe his wife was up in the mountains and couldn't get cell coverage, but they were able to talk over the radio and get her assistance. So, you know, just little things. And again, I, as hams, we like to talk to each other, but there's something about talking to somebody you've talked to before that, you know, a lot of hams, if they feel like somebody needs something, or at least for me, you know, I don't know if that makes sense, but you've talked to somebody before, you're more likely to talk to them again. I'm going to let this drop for just a second. I travel, so, you know, I key up, and I know there's people listening on some of these repeaters as I travel, and, you know, you key up, and you're like, did I get out? Did anybody hear me, or they just don't want to talk? But then, you know, 15, 20 minutes later, you hear a couple of guys in there, and they're talking, and, you know, you may jump into their conversation. But to me, it's just easier to talk to somebody you've talked to before. So, again, I think that helps with our net. And there is a community. You know, again, I say it all the time. I spend way much more time listening than I do talking. And a lot of it's just kind of, you know, in passing by. You know, if I'm at work, I'm on the computer, and I'll have the radio down, and I'll happen to look over the signal meter, signal strength meter, not SWR meter, is going up and down. I'm like, oh, I forgot to turn my radio down because I was on a conference call. But, you know, just things like that throughout the day. But I think the nets are definitely good. If anybody's willing to plug here, do net control duties. We're always looking for net controls. Again, I think it helps. You know, the only thing about the net is, you know, you set it up so it's kind of a standardized format, so we're running through the same thing to do our check-ins and, you know, log everybody in and out, be able to pass traffic, which, you know, we don't do a whole lot of traffic passing that I know, formal traffic, or at least I haven't done a whole lot of formal traffic. But again, trying to get traffic out or in if there was an emergency, that kind of stuff, it's all adds to our being on the radio. I think I know Larry was getting ready to sign out of Rag Chew, but I don't know if maybe he had to secure. So I guess maybe I'll just keep talking. Before we continue on, let's look for additional check-ins. I have one more station signed in here for Rag Chew, but we'll go ahead and look for additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. If you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control. We have everybody for the moment, so we'll go ahead and move down the Rag Chew list. Looks like Brad, W4SBX, if he's still around, not sure if Brad had to secure W4SBX. I'll go ahead and dust off the stump here, and we'll pass the frequency over to you and find out how was your day, sir. May have had to secure a little early there, but we'll give one more call here. W4SBX, W4SBX. Brad, are you still around, sir?
Sorry, that's probably my fault. I get carried away, and I guess I'm guilty of not being as considerate of the person waiting for their place on the stump. So my apologies. I toss that out there in case anybody's listening that cares. Have yourself a good night. KK4JBQ. I'm clear.
Again, you know, I think we both do the same thing. I got a lot of long-winded there, too. And once you get started on topics you like talking about and folks you like talking with, it's not a difficult thing to do. But, yeah, and I think Brad had mentioned he had something for the swap net. I was just going to let him know about the Gary's swap net on Wednesday night. I think he was looking to list something for sale. But maybe he's still listening or come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll get him on Wednesday night so he can add that to the swap net for Gary's listings on Wednesday night. But Anyway, Larry, appreciate you hanging out with us, keeping the finals warm up there on the repeater on the mountain for sure. But always good to talk to you, and we'll do it again first chance we get. 73, hope you and Miss Donna have a wonderful week, and we'll talk again first chance we get. All righty, it looks like we don't have anybody else signed in for RAC 2, so we'll go ahead and give one more call before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call, and you wish to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, please call AK4HR, net control.
Poor LZI, y'all was talking earlier about traffic. You get involved with some of these EOCs, you're going to find out there's more than just the ARRL radiogram. There's the 213, 205, and many other forms of means that you pass traffic with some of these county governments, no other than the ARRL radiogram is just one. But over here in the Pickens EOC, the primary is the 213, then there's others that I can't even remember the numbers on.
HR with KI4LZI. Hey, Andy, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and making some comments. I knew you were out there in the weeds somewhere. But, just out of curiosity, I mean, I don't really do a whole lot of traffic passing. So is that part of ARRES and RACES? Are those numbers for those, or are those from, like, FEMA or somewhere?
Here, our group is RACES and ARRES both. And the group deals with FEMA, too. What it is, it's kind of a combination of all to a certain degree. You can tell how they're set up. You getting requests and signatures from people in the EOC there. It's not quite as generalized as the ARRL radiogram is. It's more specific to the EOC. Prior to getting involved in this out here, I didn't know all that. I knew about the ARRL radiogram from even decades ago, before I even had my license, but until I got involved with this out here, that's only one means, the amateur means, but there's also all kinds of other means of traffic when you're dealing straight with the EOC.
Appreciate you bringing that to the net. Yeah, I think we had mentioned years ago, I mean, again, this was when my dad was probably in the 70s, early 80s, you know, when Mars was a big thing. And we actually had gotten our next-door neighbor, you know, and now I talk about it, and it's like, you know, the old stories, walking uphill in the snow both ways to school kind of stuff. But my kids, they kind of laugh at me. But, you know, this was back when, you know, long distance was astronomical. Our neighbor had joined the Marine Corps and was stationed overseas, and they would pass on occasion. He would pass traffic through the Mars radio system to my dad, and my dad would relay those to our neighbor, which again was just welfare traffic at the time. But you know, back then there wasn't any other way to do it. You know, you either had the phone, which was astronomically expensive, and you know, certain times of the day, but it was always just kind of fun that his name was Mark, next door neighbor was Mark, that Mark had remembered my dad was a ham radio operator. And they would, you know, every few months or so be able to pass radio traffic through him just to let him know that he was doing okay. And it was just kind of an interesting way of sending communication. Not a letter, not the phone, just a different way to communicate.
For LZI, well, over here, every now and then, I know I've got copies of some of them here in the envelope here, but that 213 form seems to be the primary form. And occasionally over here, in this group over here, we'll get out and practice, say, on Simplex about doing such stuff as that. But I tell you now, none of us do it enough to really have it memorized, even those. And most people don't even know those exist, just the ARRL radiogram.
Hey, I made myself a little note to look it up, and I was actually doing a Google search while you were talking, just to kind of make sure I have it in my internet history so I can go back there and look at it as well. But, yeah, I think you're right, though. I mean, you know, we don't do it as much as we probably could or should. I mean, I know we used to pass traffic from here up to the South Carolina single sideband net. I know they pass traffic out of the region. So, you know, a lot of times that's how it's supposed to work. You know, you have your local traffic. It goes up to a more regional traffic net, and they pass it over to wherever it's supposed to go. But that kind of stuff. But, yeah, definitely appreciate the information. I'll definitely do some more research on that and familiarize myself a little bit more with that.
My ARRL radiogram you're talking about here, I had no clue about it, but I've heard we do that out here ever so often, and I've heard that Anderson Club does that ever so often on that 213. It's a, what they call, I think, my memory serves me right, an ICS 213.
Exactly right. That's what I'm looking at now. ICS 213. Over.
Yeah.
Appreciate the info. Like I say, I've got a note here and I've got a web page that I'm going to look at once we're done with the net, just to kind of familiarize myself with it. But, you know, again, it is kind of good. And like I was mentioning to Larry, you know, that's one thing that, you know, this net is kind of for. One of the purposes to be able to pass traffic. And, you know, that's just again, one part of it. So, again, I think it just helps the ham radio community for these nets. And I know they're all over the place. I think I mentioned I've been hanging out and playing with a couple of the digital modes with, you know, the Yaesu Fusion, a little D-Star here and there, a little DMR here and there, and listening to some of their nets and all that kind of stuff. And, you know, it's just interesting to have different ways to communicate. And, you know, everybody talks about this way or that way or the best or this way or that way. I don't know that there's one that's the best or better or, you know, so again, as part of our hobby is communication, I think it's just best for everybody to try as many ways as they can. You know, whatever interests you, and I know we all go through cycles because, like I say, I used to have or did when I had my HF radio and the antenna up, I was doing digital mode stuff on there, PSK, JT65, JT8. Now, some of the RTTY, you know, any of the digital modes, because I just, again, like to kind of interface the computer with the ham radio. But, again, just voice modes, too, are nice. And propagation, you know, where propagation is, how to do it. I think it all just adds to the art of, you know, amateur radio for sure. And this is just one way to communicate. And there's tons of others. And the more versed you are in each of them, the better things will be if something doesn't work on the day you need it.
KI4LZI-VID. Like I said, until I got involved in this, I never knew about all these other ICS ones. That 213's the primary. You was talking about that, since I won't bring that up myself while I'm thinking about it. Our group over here on Glacier Mountain's got a DMR repeater up over here. There he is. And let's see, this coming Tuesday's first. The second Tuesday and the fifth Tuesday when there is one. We do our net on Tuesday. So long a time, and I was somewhere around 10 to about 20 minutes after the hour on 8. We'll switch over to that DMR repeater out here. And from the way I get on all this stuff like that, when you're on DMR, you are, and if you're not going by the internet, that's local. Like out here, if I was on DMR repeater on Glassy, I would be picking it local. Well, we have a little temporary type net there, as you were saying about checking radio equipment on those times.
HR with KI4LZI and the Raggedy portion of the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Yeah, you know, Andy, we were talking about that a little while ago, is, you know, a lot of the digital modes, people talk about them going across the internet, and that is true. That's one of the benefits, but there is actually digital communication that's radio to radio or radio to repeater, like you mentioned, that's local. You know, you're sending a digital signal to the repeater, it's sending a digital signal back out, and you're not actually accessing the internet at that point. D-Star does the same thing. You know, you can configure it to just talk to the local area, or you can talk to the repeater. And again, I'm just learning all this stuff or just exposing myself to it. So it is pretty interesting. And of course, each manufacturer, you know, it'd be nice if we could standardize on one thing. But again, I've been working with some of these little internet hotspots and doing cross mode. Like right now, I don't have a DMR radio, but this hotspot will go from Yaesu Fusion or Wires X over, so it does Yaesu Fusion to DMR, but it uses internet. Oh goodness, I'm messing up my terminology now. I don't want to say talk group. So for the talk group, there's basically a gateway that's on the Yaesu Fusion side that relays over to the DMR side, so it emulates the DMR repeater, so I can talk to and listen to some of the DMR talk groups, but they have to be configured a certain way from the owner of the talk group. But it's been pretty interesting trying to get up to speed on some of this stuff. Definitely kind of fun to play around with these different modes, for sure.
Well, I didn't start out with one. Someone upgraded to a dual band DMR and gave me this HT I got here that's all UHF and DMR. And we do that locally on this DMR machine we got. On that, and where it's Pickens local, of course, it's capable on the other, as you say, talk groups of going through the internet. But any time, like on that, it's Pickens local, you're just using a straight digital local repeater. The Heart system has one up there on Caesar's Head. I can access it from here, too. You know, it's pretty much the same way. That Greenville local, as they call it, is for the local up there on it. It is. But the only issue I got about the DMR is, other than what our little group does out here on Pickens local, I never hear anybody else out there.
And for me, I kind of bounce back and forth through some of the talk groups. And, again, I know some of the wide area, I don't know if that's the right name, but, you know, like 91 and 93, there's the worldwide talk group. 91, 93 is North America. And those seem to be pretty busy as far as just folks kind of checking in and talking for a few minutes and then dropping back out. And, you know, it's fun to listen because, you know, the guys from Japan and, I mean, I've heard people from all over the world. And, of course, they're talking through the internet. So, you know, they get on and get off. And, of course, you have some of that R2-D2 kind of sound and stuff with the digital if their internet connection isn't quite good. But it is fun to just kind of listen to all the different people and, you know, switch around between the modes for sure. I don't know, again, licensing-wise, or I don't know if licensing is the right word, but, you know, it'd be nice if we had radios that would do all modes. You know, in DMR, I mean, I was just kind of writing down some. You know, there's DMR, NXTN, Wires X, D-Star, you know, and each manufacturer is kind of adopting their own and different pockets of these modes in different areas. You know, like some places you have D-Star and some places you have DMR and some places you have Yaesu Fusion, and it's just kind of a mix. So, you know, definitely the interoperability, is that the right word? Trying to get them all to talk to each other would be the best thing, you know, so all of us can still communicate and not kind of exclude people based on the equipment. So, you know, the analog piece definitely is nice. It's built into most of these radios, so they're not 100% digital, I guess. But because I end up using, like, you know, my 5100 here, I end up using it in analog mode most of the time. Got one side set up for my hotspot on the D-Star side, and then one side set for analog for all the repeaters here. And I definitely probably use that much more. But again, it's, you know, for me, the interoperability is the key, to be able to kind of to go back and forth between different modes. And, of course, that relies on whoever owns the talk group or the Yaesu Fusion room or exactly whatever to be able to set that up for that functionality to work. But it definitely is nice to be able to kind of switch back and forth on the mode.
If you've listened any over the past here, me, Larry, and some others at one time or another over the years have discussed this about this non-interoperability where there's all these different digital things. I'll agree, it needs to come down to one thing because digital things are interoperable and there's some that's not. And if you happen to be using one of the ones that's not, what good is it? You better be back to where we are now on the analog.
Check in with a comment.
Go ahead, check in.
Check in, November 4, Delta, Mike, Echo, N4, DME, Paul, and Alpha, Alpha 4, Quebec, Sierra, Dawn. We're both over here in Happy Holler, Dakota.
It's been a month of Sunday since I've heard your call sign on the repeater, but again, that's probably my problem, not yours, from not being on here. But yeah, we're just talking to Andy here on some of the digital modes. But let me go ahead and acknowledge your check-in here, Paul. We got Paul over in Toccoa, Georgia. That's M4DME. And Paul brings along Donald as well. That's Alpha Alpha 4 Quebec Sierra 884QS. And Paul, good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by. We're burning the midnight oil here, obviously. Just kind of talking about some things. But go ahead with your comment, over.
Andy, too, while I'm at it. Well, you know, you're talking about, you know, which mode of operation to use for interoperability. Well, I guess it really depends on what you're trying to accomplish. But in general rules, your interoperability mode would be your analog radio because everybody has one, hopefully, that needs one. So your interoperability mode would be your analog radios because everybody's got one and everybody knows how to use it. So that would be my opinion anyway. But, you know, it's like everything. Everybody wants their, you know, platform, and then eventually everybody comes together in a semi-platform. But then again, down the road, everybody takes off on their own platform. It's just a domino effect, a malicious circle, I call it, I guess. But to answer your question, your interoperability mode would be your analog radios.
I agree. I mean, again, that was one thing we were talking about is all my radios, you know, first and foremost are set for the analog stuff. I don't have anything that won't do just analog RF, you know, especially my 2-meter stuff, but it definitely has the digital mode. And like I say, originally I kind of flip-flop back and forth between the digital modes, honestly, because it just doesn't sound as good. Which I know sounds kind of strange, but I mean, like even Echolink, you know, you can tell when a station comes over Echolink because it's, you know, got the codec to decode and encode and all that kind of stuff. So it sounds digital, which I know kind of sounds weird to say, but you can tell it's digital. You know, it's definitely not the same sound. And of course, one problem with digital is either there or it's not. You know, if your signal strength isn't enough, you're not going to copy the digital signal, even if you're just going radio to radio. So, and then analog allows you to kind of pull stuff out of the noise. So, yeah, I, like you said, I think the fallback is always going to be analog. But, you know, it definitely kind of, it's just nice for me to kind of experiment and play around with different modes, if that makes sense.
What I worry about somewhere down the line, of course, I might not be here by then, but the FCC is going to complain about bandwidth considerations again, like they done some time back, way back decades ago, going from AM to single sideband and going from wide FM to narrow FM. And they're allowed to kick us somewhere down the line off analog. That's the thing that always stays in the back of my mind. What, Paul?
Step out of the room for a minute, but anyway, but yeah, I was just sitting here having a cup of coffee and playing radio, and piddling around with my ICOM, oh, good God, what's the model number? The AD or ID52A or whatever it's called, the ICOM D-Star radio handheld. I'm just sitting here playing around with it. Well, I'm enjoying a good old southern cup of mud, as I call it. You know, it's the ones that like the strong coffee called mud. But yeah, y'all carry on. Y'all got a good topic and some good things going on. So y'all just carry on. I'll sit back here and listen for a little while. N4DME.
Yeah, I appreciate the feedback, and yeah, I think we're all in agreement with that. And like Andy mentioned, I think that's the concern is at some point, you know, like they did with the analog TV signals, there may be some regulatory issue that comes up and says we all have to go over to digital at some point. But again, you know, I think analog will be along for a while, or hopefully it will, because again, I think there's time for each. You know, and different use cases for each, for sure. But analog, definitely. But, you know, I guess my point was the more we experiment and can play around and test different modes and that kind of stuff, if the need arises, we have those tools available to us. But definitely appreciate the comments, Paul. And tell Donald we said hello and look forward to hearing you again on the net. Like I say, I don't get on the radio as much as I need to. And I know I've been saying that for years and still haven't changed, even though my New Year's resolutions were to get on the radio and talk more. But we'll see how well that's worked out for me so far this year. But anyway, Paul, always good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and making in a few comments. So, Andy, I'll go ahead and pass it back over to you. Do you have anything else before we close out the net, sir?
More else he got. I'll tell you, I can't hear him here where I'm at. There's two other DMR repeaters up here in upstate somewhere. K4BN and N4LRD. Two more DMR repeaters up here in upstate somewhere, but from my location here, I can't hear those two here where I'm at. Just the two that I told you about, but there is two more somewhere up here on DMR in upstate, but we'll go ahead and let you go there. I just heard you and him talking about traffic. You and Larry talking about traffic. There's a whole lot more things than just the ARRL radiogram, as I've come to find out over the past, I guess, 06, 07, whenever I was got involved with this out here at Pickens. A whole lot more than just that one, that the radiogram is. KI4LZI, back to NAC control.
Again, like I say, I'd written down a note here to kind of go in there and look up some more information on that for sure, and I appreciate you bringing that. I'm sure, you know, it's like the thing, if you have a question, ask it, because somebody else probably has that question. I'm sure some other folks have probably written that down too and going to go ahead and do some research on that. But looks like that's from the Incident Command, or what did that say, ICS. I was looking up what ICS stood for. Incident Command System in the number 213 form. But I'll definitely do some research on that for sure, which, again, I think is part of our hobby, too, and find out something new and head down that tangent to try and figure out some more information on it. But as always, good information, Andy. Always a wealth of info for the net, and definitely look forward to having you come by and check in with us and relay some of that information over. But I'll go ahead and let you go as well. And, Andy, always good to talk to you. And, Paul, same to you. Good to hear you. Appreciate you coming by and checking in with you. I'll look for your call sign over on the D-Star side, too, as well. And it's funny, I keep hearing local hams on the Internet on the D-Star side and don't hear them on the repeater. But either way, as long as we can talk, I guess it all works out. But anyway, Andy, Paul, 73, and we'll talk again soon. 4HR, we'll give one final call here before we secure the net. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning the suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net tonight, please call AK4HR, net control.
HR. Again, Whiskey Bravo 4, Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, may be my last check-in tonight, and that's not a problem. You know, last but not least, for sure. But, Dave, appreciate you coming by and checking in with us. For Zulu Papa Hotel, WB4ZPH. And, David, appreciate you coming by. Running a little late tonight. Just got kind of long-winded on some of our conversations and the information we were talking about. But good to hear you got you in here logged in, and hope to hear from you again soon. All right, one final call, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, beginning of suffix of your call. And you wish to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet tonight, please call AK4HR, Net Control. Calls normally means I have everybody for the evening. Have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? Please call AK4HR, Net Control. Have everybody. Patrick, KO4HKX, is signed up for Net Control tomorrow night. I know he'd appreciate you guys coming in and checking in with him. Filling up his log as well. I know Patrick runs a really good net, and I know he'd appreciate any and all check-ins he can get. Stand by. I'll pass my net report, and then we'll secure the net. I4HR now securing the Blue Bridge 2-meter net, and our thanks for all stations taking the time to check in with us. Remember and do your best to try and keep that magic RF smoke inside the components where it belongs, and come back and check in again tomorrow night. We'll now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73, good night, and God bless.
24JBQ, JR4LZI.
LZI. Hello, Andy.
That I was just telling him about Robert uses it a lot. Because he's, I believe I told you before, he's upgraded. He's now in the senior leadership, and he uses that 213 a lot now that he's higher up in areas now.
Robert and I talk often, and he mentioned that, I'm sure, several times. I'm glad he took that position because, well, it helped him make the decision to retire. Robert's the kind of person that really puts himself into anything he cares about. And so he would have been working till he was 90 unless he got an offer for his time, you see. Not so much well, if you volunteer, you're just working for the satisfaction, you know. So Robert is quite satisfied, and he's challenging, as he tells me. He's a lot more responsibility, a lot more area than what he was concerned with before. Anyhow, yeah, we talked just yesterday, I think, and we normally talk about family stuff and well, some radio stuff. Yeah, he got a new radio. Matter of fact, he just got it in maybe 3 days ago, and put it on the air. I tell you the truth, I've forgotten exactly what it model was or who made it, but anyway, he just got himself a new little rig. He did call it little, so Robert's kind of fond of QRP. That's 10 watts or less if your voice, and 5 watts or less if you're digital. KK4JBQ.
JR4LZI. Well, prior to Robert retiring, he was just EC over there. Now he's in the senior leadership of Aries now. And as you said, he would have had to been retired to accept that position in being the senior leadership of Aries. From my understanding, the radio he's got does about 7 watts, 10 watts, somewhere along there, because I heard him on Skype one night, 3 or 4, let's see, when was it? One of the nights at Skype one night took place, I believe. It was, let's see, was it then? I believe it was this past Tuesday evening.
that makes, but he's got a nice shack. It's, well, it's a small bedroom in the corner of his house. It's in one corner, so he's got two windows, one looking, I don't know if it's the direction. One looks north and the other one looks east, you know what I'm saying? And it's a nice room. He's got it tricked out pretty good with, well, his weather station is in there, as well as well, what would I call it? He has surveillance for the house, you know. And so he got cameras everywhere out there. And all of them come in. So he can see me drive by the house if I go by or if I turn into his driveway. Now, that's a little more important, right? So he can see me pull into the driveway, walk up to the front door, as a matter of fact, if that's what I'm doing. Now, no problem if it's me. But he's got forewarning, you might say. And that's kind of cool. Yeah, so anyway, he stays busy, real busy. And so it's rare that I try to call through to him because, you know, he stays busy. But I don't. And so you can call my number about any time and I'll pick up. KK4JBQ.
Poor LZI. I won't be able to stay but maybe 6 more minutes, but y'all was talking earlier also about cats. How in the world do you keep those felines from not getting in bed with you, then you rolling over and making them mad and scratching you?
I can speak for every day of the world, but so far, I haven't had any problem with that. So far. Well, I don't do much rolling over. Maybe that explains it. So, she just fits into a little place where, you know, she can just lay there for hours and not move. She's on my lap right now. When it's cold, and every once in a while, because I'm near an outside door here, and every once in a while, when it gets down into the teens or something like that, it gets a little chilly in this room. So to have an extra warm body, fur, with a fur coat on, you know, to beat all, well, now that's an advantage, or it can be. No, I don't do much rolling around. I'm a pretty, well, you just have to shake me to make sure I'm alive. KK4JBQ.
KI4LZI. Well, my sister got two cats here 2 or 3 years ago. What we think happened, they were strays. What we think happened, because they were fixed when they come here, the animal shelter come up here and dropped them off after they fixed them and all and turned them loose, and they happened to come here, and she started feeding them, and now they're everyday cats here, they are. And they were fixed when they come there, so we think they come from out there, being that they had fixed them. One primarily stays in the basement, and the other one is the more elder cat. He stays right on the outside. That, having them in the house, I'm just afraid if it was me like that, I would get myself scratched good, you know. I'd roll over onto one, and it wouldn't like it, and all me.
You have to be, you know, comfortable, and if you're not, you know, you have to suit yourself, Andy. I treat them just like they treat me. And we get along just fine. Just as fine as, well, you know, we get along a little better if we could talk to one another, but we don't have a common language, as you know. That would make it better. But otherwise, we get along just fine with, you know, just noticing behavior. You know, you can watch an animal, and I don't care what animal it is, if it's a dog or a cat or a horse. You can watch them, and they will tell you what's on their mind. I don't know. I don't think we've ever talked about horses, but I love horses. I spent most of my young life learning how to ride by cleaning out horse stables. So that was this big stable. They, you know, for the rich people, they kept their horses. They stabled them there. Real nice buildings. And then they had trails and whatnot, so the people who kept their horses there would come and exercise them, you know. And I was around to keep the stalls clean and to wash the horses and exercise them if they needed that. But I made friends with, and these are big old animals, you know. This was Tennessee, and several of these animals were Tennessee Walkers. Yeah, I don't know if you've ever seen a horse like that, but it wouldn't fit in this room that I'm in, to tell you the truth. And you just make friends, you know. Little bitty animals or really big animals don't make any difference. They're all your friend if you treat them right. KK4JBQ.
To take my insulin, but the last few times when Briars has held the summer field day, they've held it down here at the equestrian park down here that's a park that Greenville County has, so you ever feel you want to come, look on the website and see when it's going to be and come on down there. They've held it down there for the past 2 or 3 years down there, and as I said, I'm going to have to vamoose for what they're telling me about my insulin. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI, going to have to go.
7-3 to you, have a good night. KK4JBQ clear.